Hello friends, my name is Vijaya Ingule and I'll be taking you through chapter number 5 on your legal aspects of business, which is concerned with cyber law. Now before I begin, I would like to give a brief background on what the cyber law is all about. We all know that with the ongoing evolution and expansion of the technology, there was a lot of crimes were happening. Now, what is these crimes require that a law should be brought in, which governs the cyber space. The first cyber law was made by the Germany, and which was for protection of for data protection. Now, India took this step in the year 2000. The act. The Information Technology Act was assented by the President, and it was under Pramod, the BJP government, that the IT Technology 2000 was brought into the fore. With IT Technology, the Information Technology Act 2000, there were other acts which had certain additions, like the Indian Evidence Act, which introduced section 65B and other sections which govern the electronic evidence. Now, what is a cyber crime? You must have received a lot of spams apart from phishing, as we discussed in e-commerce. We have phishing, where an email is sent to you which actually looks as if it has been sent by your bank. However, it is by some other person who is an imposter, basically. Then there are Nigerian scam, wherein you receive an email saying that you have won so many million of dollars, and all you need to do is somebody else you never knew, even in your dreams you have never thought of, leaves you millions of dollars or pounds in being you as the beneficiary, and they ask for your bank account number and your address and other such details. Then the third type of cyber crime is the cyber terrorism, uploading videos of beheading various soldiers, etc., giving speeches which are against the Indian national sentiments. These are some kind of cyber crime, and there was a need. Then again, stalking, making fake accounts and doing business through those fake accounts. So there was such rampant growth of all such crime that the need had arisen that this something must be, ought to be done about it. And cyber law, information technology is all about that. We will discuss a lot of definitions and what are the penalties under Indian information technology. Also, to let you know, businesses of e-commerce, especially people who are dealing in through website, there are a lot of compliances that this IT Act 2000 requires. So let us see what are these compliances and what IT Act is all about. Now, this is a general overview. What is cyber law related to? Cyber law related is related to information and communication technology, and it covers intellectual property. For example, counterfeiting or the softwares that they are made, publishing of movies which are infringement of copyright, come under intellectual property. Privacy, wherein my datas are shared. Freedom of expression. I have a freedom of expression, but that should not go against the Indian sovereign, and apart from that, it should not go ahead and create nuisance value, create riot. So how it is restricted and the jurisdiction. It covers the citizens. Now, please remember, in terms of the jurisdiction, this jurisdiction is just not applicable to Indians, but also people residing abroad if the crime or the computer is taken from India. Okay, if they come in India and do some crime, then yes, they are also governed by the IT Act. Now, cyber law, as I said, is covered under the Information Technology Act 2000. What are the features? It talks a lot about what e-commerce is required to do, the technology, how they are supposed to protect and create a secure environment for people who are dealing through this e-commerce, e-governance. A lot of websites now have been floated by the government, like your MCA, that is Ministry of Corporate Affairs. All your ROC, all your company details or ROC documents you receive through this website. All you need to do is you need to log in. The real estate transactions, your stamp duty payment, if you want information, if you want property card, etc., all these are available due to e-governance. Then it keeps a check on the cyber contravention. Now, what contravention? As I said, it could be IPR related, it could be your privacy related, it could be stalking, etc., etc., then cyber crimes. Okay. Now, what are the objects of IT Act 2000? Every act has its own scope and object. So, the object is to give legal recognition. As I told you, that electronic evidence has been given importance because of IT Act 2000. It is only after the IT Act 2000 that Section 65B was inserted in the Indian Evidence Act, and it gave recognition to electronic evidence, tape recordings, emails, data collected from a laptop, etc. All these have got a legal recognition. It talks a lot about, and it concentrates a lot about, prevent of misuse. They want to prevent any kind of misuse of the cyber space of an individual, of a company, anyone who, the whole intention is to create a secure cyber space. It creates a civil and criminal liability. For example, if my rights are infringed, we see a lot of time fake profiles are created and people stalk, you know, then I have a remedy. If I do not have, if there is no liability, I will have no remedy. And then the entire purpose of the act, of the legislation, is it just doesn't achieve the kind of fruit it needs to. Okay, it becomes infructuous. Then electronic records and digital signature, how it needs to be and what are the requirements of its maintenance, electronic storage and electronic fund transfers and accounts. These are the objects. Now, what are the let us understand what it speaks about piracy. Now, what is piracy? As I told you, under IPR, under the intellectual property right, when a movie is it releases on Friday and we already have a theatrical copy with us on our mobile, this is nothing but infringement. It's nothing but piracy. You have your Microsoft softwares with you. How do you get it? The best way to get is a proper CD, which is actually issued by Microsoft, and they have their own soft key. Okay, and after entering that key, you go ahead and download. That is the actual way it has to be. But because of the amount we have to spend, we try not to do that and we end up pirating that particular CD. So what all piracy includes? So piracy is nothing but illegal copying or reproducing a material. Okay, now what are the provisions for piracy? There are various provisions made. It talks about the software patent. Today I am the creator of a software. I have two ways that I can go ahead and protect myself against piracy. One is under the Trademarks Act, and I can go ahead and do a software patent where I take patent on the codes that I have drafted for the software. The other is copyright, because it is a literature. Copyright is for anything that is in writing. So you, because the codes are in literature, you need to also go ahead and have it registered through in ways of copyright. Then what are the infringement of copyrights? What about the privacy of data? It talks about security and Symantec. Now the other related crisis that it deals with is hacking. That is somebody going ahead and hacking into someone else's computer or server and getting the data. Bank hacking, hacking into your account and withdrawing money. Cracking. You must have heard many a time that you go to your computer guy and you say that, see, this is what I have, I want you to crack because I don't have the legal code. That is what cracking is about. You want to, there is a code which is virtual and you are breaking a theft. Okay, this is nothing but theft. Fraud on internet, as I told you about various websites which says earn from home, spend just 25,000 and per month you would be able to earn lakh, etc., etc. These are fraud on net. Credit card fraud, where your details are taken, hacked. Email scams, where I told you the Nigerian, where you receive some kind of email where they say that, look here, you have received 1 crore of rupees or 1 crore million dollars that you have earned, you are the beneficiary. Give us this detail. Reply with all these details. And the moment you reply, gone. Either your details are taken away, otherwise they will ask you to deposit a small amount. Imagine if 20 people go ahead and deposit 2,000 rupees each. I'm just giving a fraction, 20 out of million, even 100 people, 2 lakh, aise hi mil gaye. So these are email scans and then false digital signature. Today, digital signature has become very important because when I'm uploading my documents on, for example, I'm just giving an example. When I'm uploading my documents on the ROC website, that is the MCA website, all my documents, all my forms, incorporation, start right from incorporation till the dissolving my company. I am uploading my digital signature, which means it's my actual signature. So using such false digital signature, it goes ahead, this IT Act goes ahead and governs all these scenarios. Now, as I told you, cyber law in India was incorporated in the year 2000 in the form of Information Technology Act, which in short is the IT Act 2000. Now, this IT Act 2000 chiefly covers how the e-commerce in India has to work, certain rules and regulations where it emphasizes a lot on the secure environment. It speaks about e-governance in India, what are the cyber contraventions and the cyber crimes. We have discussed a lot about what all would be included in under cyber crimes. Now let us understand what is the objective of the IT Act. As I have previously discussed, let us go in detail. Giving a legal recognition to what? To electronic records and digital signatures. I'll give you a small example. You may find it a little technical. I'll try to simplify. Under the Indian Evidence Act, the Indian Evidence Act speaks about how a particular document or how the evidence is to be led. Okay. If there is a documentary evidence, that is a particular document is available in form of evidence, then I will not be able to give oral evidence. I will have to bring that document. Now this document has to be an original document where there are original signatures. So the most difficulty that was arising is especially for companies where a lot was discussed through emails. Now just a mere printout of email does not make it original. So there was this need, and IT Act 2000 gave that solution, because IT Act gave electronic records and digital signature, a legal recognition. It got recognition in eyes of law. So when I want to prove under 65B, I get the certificate attached and my documents, I try to mark and get them proved. The second was to prevent the possible misuse which was arising out of transactions and various dealings which were concluded over the electronic medium. If I do not have a secure environment, okay, and I am trying to do some transaction on a website, that's why you have to make sure that if you see on the web address, it has a lock, and if you have a good Kaspersky or McCafe or Norton, I have tried these three, so I am aware of this. They give you kind of a lock which also says secure. HTTPS, that S stands for secure. So saying that this is a secure website and you can go ahead and do transaction. If that is not available, when you go only to HTTP, there are chances that somebody may go ahead, get a virus on your laptop or your computer or your mobile, your smartphones, or try and hack into it. So the other objective is to misuse such transactions where and to provide secure environment. Now, when I'm doing all this, when I'm giving these cautions, precautions, I'm giving all these benefits, the offender needs to be taken care of. He should be answerable. So what do? We create a certain liability. We say that this is your penalty, this is your fine, this is your punishment. Now this punishment could be either in terms of fine and penalty or imprisonment or both, depending upon the nature of offense that has been committed. Okay, so the objective is to create civil and criminal liability for all the contraventions that have been done in this legislation. The other objective is to provide for the use and acceptance of electronic records and digital signatures in government offices and its agencies. You're much aware, you must have dealt sometime. Now, I'm not sure how many of you have dealt when there were manual system in the government offices, but they required everything in writing and there was a lot of paperwork that was required. Okay, and they tried not to take a lot of, they tried to evade anything which was on in terms of a soft copy, digital signature, etc. So there was a need to make these government agencies use these and recognize these electronic records and digital signatures. Like today, tenders are floated electronically and it's opened electronically. So the fourth objective is to provide for the use and acceptance of electronic records and digital signatures in the government offices and its agencies. The fifth objective is to facilitate electronic storage of information and data. And how do we facilitate? By creating a conducive and secure environment. There are various ways of electronic storage. We today have iCloud. How secure is that iCloud? Who makes it secure? All these are taken care, and that is what is the objective, that the electronic storage of this information and data must be secure and should be used more. The sixth objective is to facilitate electronic fund transfer between financial institutions and banks. We have wire transfer. Earlier we had money order something. Now today we have wire transfer. Things have become so easy due to these electronic transfers. Like if I have, now earlier we all know that if I had to do RTGS, I had to wait for 2 days, which came to 24 hours, and today, if it is internal, it takes 1 hour. If it's like I have ICICI account, if it is from ICICI to ICICI, then it will be done immediately. It also increased core banking. Let me tell you, this has helped a lot in core banking. Why? Because the banks have accepted themselves to become digital, and it is only because of digitalization that core banking has been possible. So the entire idea was, because like in commerce, in business and commerce, if I have to wait for the money to be transferred, I have to wait for 3 days and 4 days. That was creating a lot of difficulty. So electronics transfer made the business easier and faster. Also another objective was to give a legal sanctity for books of accounts that has been maintained in the electronic form by the banks. And for this, banker book evidence has a new added section under section 2B, where it says that how earlier under banker book evidence, the manner as to how a banker's book, a ledger account would be proved was different. Today, when it has to be, when it is an electronic account, a printout, everything is electronically maintained. So the manner how the evidence will be given of these banking books, it gave legal sanctity to that particular usage. Now that we have understood a lot about how what are the objectives and what it is trying to govern, let us look into various definitions which are defined under section 2. These definitions become very important because they help us to interpret the sections and the words which have been used again and again. We'll try to go word by word and understand them. The first is access. That is when I am trying to access, communicate with the system. What is access? Access, with its grammatical variation and cognate expression, means gaining entry into, instructing or communicating with the logical, arithmetical or memory function resources of a computer, computer system or computer network. Give me access to your computer. So I am trying to enter into your computer system and take documents. Okay, accessing your website. When I'm accessing Facebook, so what I'm doing, I'm actually going ahead and virtually I am gaining entry, I'm entering into your cyberspace. Addressee means a person who is intended by the originator to receive the electronic record but does not include any intermediary. Okay, like for example, I am a person who is using Gmail. I become the addresser. I am sending you the email. You become the addressee, and not the server in between who is catering to the need of Gmail and Yahoo. Let us assume that you have Yahoo. So I am the addresser. You are the addressee, and the server which is catering to our need, communicating between Gmail and Yahoo, they will not become addressee. Okay. Adjudicating officer. Adjudicating officer means an officer which is appointed under section 1 of subsection 1 of section 46. He adjudicates. What is an adjudicating officer? What does the term adjudicating means? It means he is the one who decides the dispute. Okay. Affixing digital signature. Now what does affixing digital signature means? With its grammatical variations and cognate expressions, it means adoption of any methodology or procedure by a person for the purpose of authenticating an electronic record by means of digital signature. For example, let us take our printout example. I draft a letter, I print it out, and I sign it and I send it to someone through maybe RPAD, registered post acknowledgement due, or maybe by courier, etc. Here in digital signature, affixing means that I am uploading on that document my digital signature, that is my signature, and then I am sending it. It gives the recognition that I have approved in my capacity, I am sending that document. appropriate of the government. It means as respect any matter enumerated in List 2 of the 7th Schedule to the Constitution relating to any state law enacted under List 3 of the 7th Schedule to the Constitution, the state government, and in other case, central government. So, where it is required for the state government, it shall be the state government. Where it would be the matter of central government, the appropriate government would be the central government. Asymmetric crypto system. Asymmetric crypto system means a system of a secure key pair consisting of a private key for creating digital signature and a public key to verify the digital signature. So, it helps to verify a secure digital signature. Certifying authority, it means a person who has been granted a license to issue digital signature certificate under Section 24. Now, not the government will not be able to go ahead and, you know, cater to the need of issuing digital signature. So, there are certain authorities that has been established who go ahead and grant license to issue a digital signature. Certification practice statement. This statement is issued by the certifying authority to specify the practices that the certifying authority employs in using the digital signature certificates. Okay. Now, very important, we have been talking a lot about desktop computers, etc. So, what does this mean? The Act has also defined computer. It means electronic, magnetic, optical or other high-speed data processing device or system which performs logical, arithmetic and memory functions by manipulations of electronic, magnetic or optical impulses and includes all input, keyboard, output, monitor, printer, processing, motherboard, storage, RAM, computer software, Microsoft, etc. or communication facilities which are connected or relates to the computer in a computer system or computer network. So, it really defines as to what all includes a computer. A computer network. A computer network means the interconnection of one or more computer through what? Through the use of satellite, microwave, terrestrial line or other communication media, or terminals or a complex consisting of two or more interconnected computers, whether or not the interconnection is continuously maintained. For example, I have server and I have the computer 1, 2, 3 attached to that server. So, it becomes a computer network because I am able to access right from the server even other computers. Computer resources. Now, what are computer resources? They are computer, computer system, computer network, data, computer database or software. And what is a computer system? It means a device or collection of devices including input and output support devices and excluding calculators which are not programmable and capable being used in conjunction with external files, which contain computer programs, electronic instructions, input data and output data that performs logic, arithmetic, data storage and retrieval, communication control and other functions. Now, who is a controller? The controller means the controller of certifying authorities appointed under subsection 1 of section 17. So, what he does is he controls all the various certifying authorities. Okay. Cyber Appellate Tribunal, it means the cyber regulations appellate tribunal established under subsection 1 of section 48. Very, very important definition. We have been talking about data, data protection. So, what all is this data? It means a representation of information, knowledge, facts, concepts or instructions which are being prepared or which have been prepared in a formalized manner and it is intended to be processed or it is being processed or has been processed in a computer system. So, let us understand. There are these five things: information, knowledge, fact, concepts, instructions, which are prepared in a manner for what? For processing. It may be processed or it is in the process, or it has already been processed where in either a computer system or computer network. Okay, and it may be in any form, including computer printouts, magnetic or optical storage media, that is your pen drive, earlier we had floppy drive, CDs, punched cards, punched tapes, or stored internally in the memory of the computer. So that is what is data. Digital signature, it means authentication of any electronic record by a subscriber by means of an electronic method or procedure in accordance with the provision of section 3. So when I am the director of the company, for example, I will create at the time of incorporation my digital signatures, which will be uploaded on various forms that are submitted before the ROC. So that will give a sanctity to that electronic document which I am uploading. Okay. Digital signature certificate is a certificate issued under subsection 4 of section 35. Electronic form, with reference to information, an electronic form would mean any information generated, sent, received or stored in a media, magnetic optical computer memory, microfilm, computer generated microfiche or such similar device. So your CD, your phone, your pen drive all become electronic form.